the general park, I think it's part of that, you know.
Why don't we tell them to go ahead?
I thought if you can, I'd like to give you some FYI to read on the way up. I've got some nice ones piled up.
I should go start a car. I'll tell you why.
Sure, I just don't feel like they call and say, you know, you must go. See, you got the idea they were. I think Eddie and Trish have gone, such a car. Pat can hardly speak today, her voice is very bad. I am surprised. But I've got, like, Mr. Dorrer is a nice guy there. A lot of old ones that have been here. You know, something like that. That I have to put body reading in the car with it. Things you don't have to concentrate on. Well, and after he talked with you?
Yeah, I called
him. He said you were so nice, and...
I met you before.
Because they didn't think that show would even be on again this year, or be able to hold anyone. Of course, they've got, I think on one network, they've got national pro football offering, which is the toughest opposition.
Monday night, Monday night,
that's what I look at. But he said that, you know, you were talking, he said anytime, he didn't know for sure, but anytime you want,
he thought it was
anything hard, or if you're out that way, anytime, he can always manage to clear a weekend. He was so thrilled with your call.
This is next, please.
John, you know, and they were at the Republic of Women's Day last night. But I think one of the, she sent us a statistic which shows you that people ought to keep still. As an injustice to women is that in Germany, one out of every three lawyers are women, and here only one out of five. Well, the women have to go to college and go through law school and take the bar exam before they can be lawyers. I said, you know, honey, if you're going to say something, do something that any dummy won't see through. How stupid. Do we automatically make all the women in this country lawyers? Because
no, I don't want to. Because we will have one in the end.
John told him that would happen. No, I just read the paper. Oh, no. I wasn't asked, but I wouldn't have thought of that. I would have tried not to. I am going to go to the UN dinner tonight because Elmer asked me about 3 weeks before I got
to the there.
Here. To Washington Hill. And yesterday I found out a photo of the thing. Well,
you're ready. Dick Ward is here. They're still waiting on another telephone. Okay, let's take a hold. There's no one on that can come in.
So, now this is you want to be. Yes, I think so too.
Nice.
You like that typewriter, all right, aren't you? Go ahead.
Right.
Well, is it any better than the other?
Well, the radio gun, I don't need it.
No, I know, but we need to know what you want.
Oh, sure, it's fine. It's good.
Because it's easier than the other one, and I wasn't wanting to.
A little better, too.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I think
it's not
this morning.
Okay. I'll go over here. See you when I have waiting for a call the president.
Oh.
Calling the U.S. Well, you had an interesting time, haven't you?
I want to thank you for the opportunity.
Until we decided, they would, until I decided, they would inform us.
Mr. President, if the two had come back with better ratings, if some other person had come in, you don't, I bet you don't know yourself what you might have done.
Oh, late Wednesday night, Thursday, you served at those meetings.
Until you have to do it.
No, I had to, because I was thinking a lot about the meetings. And also, I was reading the press, I was aware of it. Of what people thought, I had letters and wires and calls, people raising hell about the link, some about Friday, some praising, some damaging, people urging other people. So you didn't find any sign, that's what it's always done, face to face. But their point was that the masters all got on the limb, and they predicted it, and now they got approved, so that rather than admit that they were the ones that it's a ridiculous thing, but rather than effect, well, we heard the credibility of, I mean, credibility crisis, we've got that credibility on our part. It's a fresh period.
I watched the show with Mr. Clinton last night, including I got a couple of replays for him.
But my point is, the whole idea that all this was, that we needlessly got people to come up, we didn't get the goddamn names out.
We
done this idea to the Walters abroad and say, who the hell do you think leaks these names? Do you think we put out their bios and everything?
Did Mitchell did?
Jesus Christ. I know the goddamn well leaked out of the bar.
The young woman who got the story from the Wall Street Journal, I saw her after the reception. Congratulated her. She said, that was very stupid about it. And I said, Tom, how do you know about doing something like that? And I'm not going to be a source, but she said, with one heck of a long-distance phone bill, she said, I made quite a few long-distance calls. Clearly, she called every lawyer on that typically, because she found the one who tell her who those names were, what question about it. But what they've done, Mr. President, is one school is saying, look, he really wanted Lily and Friday, it was all set.
Yeah.
And then he got hooked by the bar, so he had to suddenly jump back to his other two.
Right.
The other school says, look, he had these in his pocket all the time, he's going through a big charade to build up the deal. So they got you both ways, and they're on the boat. And
it doesn't make any difference what they do or say on this boat. It's well to try to get it in as straight as we can, but in the final analysis, I had the opportunity to go on television explain it to maybe 40 million people, and they are not going to be any of you know all this crap. That's what irritates them, right? They know they're going over their head.
We aced it once again, and you had your opportunity to tell your view about the court, and to tell directly in language that people understand. Two men, you know, who are first in their class. Now, every parent, every ordinary father says it must be good to be first in their class. You know, it's simple.
Phi Beta Kappa.
And then it's your president of the bar, clerk to a justice. That's what came through. And all this chatter doesn't really matter. We hit a home run, and now these folks saying, well, they shouldn't have gone for a fastball, or they shouldn't have, you know, trying to criticize how you hit the home.
Should have taken a walk.
Yeah, that's right. You shouldn't have gone for that pitch. And
they're up the wall. What are they? They really have the light. Don't you delight in it?
No, I do. I just got a little over that night. At 7:30 came up, you know, and just that afternoon, you saw the show saying, what a circuit to be frightened, just what was coming to.
Yeah.
And as to the others, the judge, Alan Adams Holmes, is the most likely prospect. Apparently, and they went, but they did very faultless, irresponsible reporting. The simple reason that what they didn't understand is that nobody knew what you would do.
Sure.
And they said it's going to be Friday and Lily. They were telling the American people that they had no basis to tell.
Sure.
Because you would not know Lily was appointed.
Also, on the contrary, after the bar had turned down, they ought to think certainly I'll give some consideration to that fact. And that therefore they might raise a doubt. Maybe I could override it. They were misjudging me too.
But they got out with these dope stories. Now the editors are effective when they say, look, you guys are in Washington, you're supposed to be so smart. If you don't know, don't make the story up. You know, we don't blame you for not knowing, but don't make up stories that have no basis. So we make sure that you're embarrassed. And sitting around
Crazy, they're very
high. Yeah, but this is intense. And I think an awful lot of people in Japan around that matters, but here in this group in Chuckwick and the press, you know, they know that our side are all open, they know that they're going to and
they know that the press has been like that, and they know that.
But when they go into my group, is when they...
For kinds of things, I'm before these calls come in, we can...
Chuck asked me to give a background that we gave to the UP in kind of like some of these things. I don't know that I've talked to the book. I did talk to the town this week with the book.
That's worth doing.
It is a question.
I don't know if you should volunteer.
Well, folks, I've returned to the fall in this case. You know?
Yeah. That's all right. I wonder if an AP and UP is it, all it is in the White House attempts to explain. That's not good, is it?
I don't think so, because it's that I was on the phone with Ben Shumway when talking about this, when you're talking.
Isn't it just as well?
Well, isn't it like a good story, sir?
Now, you think you should do the AP?
I'm going to do this conversation with this time.
Hello. I will speak in English, but then I will have it translated sentence by sentence in Spanish. Yes. Yes, first, Mr. President, I want to thank you very much for taking this call. This morning, on this Saturday morning.
Separado y distinto esto del asunto tan complejo de la representación china.
It is my conviction that the majority vote would be a precedent of the most disastrous consequences, which could have the most serious implications for the future vitality and survival of the United Nations.
Yo tengo la prueba de la comisión, señor presidente, que la eliminación de un miembro honorable de Naciones Unidas, quiero decir con esto, cualquier miembro, por apenas un voto mayoritario sencillo, establecería un precedente con consecuencias de lo más desastrosas posibles que podrían representar implicaciones muy serias para la vitalidad y supervivencia futura de esta organización.
And it's for this reason and for the great respect that I am relying upon the traditional friendship which has existed between our two countries, but and more importantly the personal relationship between the two of us, which has been such a great source of satisfaction to me, to urge you to consider voting with the United States in favor of making the issue of the expulsion of the government of Taiwan an important question, and to at the same time support the United States on the position that this matter should be one of priority during the Tuesday's deliberation.
Por este motivo, señor presidente, y con todo el gran respeto que se merece, me apoyo en la amistad tradicional que he tenido durante tanto tiempo entre nuestras dos naciones y lo que es aún más importante para mí, las relaciones personales que existen entre usted y yo, entre nosotros dos, lo cual ha sido para mí una fuente de gran satisfacción para instarle a que considere la votación de la que acompaña a Estados Unidos en la votación en el sentido de que la cuestión de la expulsión del gobierno de Taiwán sea considerada como cuestión importante. Al mismo tiempo de apoyar a Estados Unidos a poner este asunto como un asunto de gran prioridad durante las deliberaciones del martes de enero.
As you know, Mr. President, my position is that the People's Republic of China, mainland China, should be admitted to the United Nations, but that the Republic of China on Taiwan should not be expelled from the United Nations. And I think this position is consistent with the important question vote.
Como usted sabe, señor presidente, yo abogo por la admisión de la República Popular China a Naciones Unidas, pero al mismo tiempo no queremos que la República de China en Taiwán sea expulsada. Y creemos que esta posición está totalmente consecuente con la idea de que esto es una cuestión importante.
And I can only say that I realize this is a very difficult and complex issue for your government. If you can find it possible to vote with the United States and other nations on this issue alone, I would consider it a very great personal favor. I say all of this with great respect, of course, for the right of you and your government to reach your independent decision on
it. Yo sé que el gobierno de México también confronta una decisión que será compleja y difícil para el gobierno, pero yo le desearía decir que si ustedes pueden acompañar a Estados Unidos y a otras naciones en esta votación, le estaríamos sumamente agradecidos como un favor personal. Y esto lo digo y quiero enfatizar y recalcar que lo digo dentro del marco del mayor respeto para usted y su gobierno, porque yo sé que usted y su gobierno serán que tendrán que tomar la decisión sobre qué han de decidir.
And I thank you very much for allowing me to impose on your time. And we do, Mrs. Nixon, who is going to be joining me in a few minutes, joins me in sending our very best to Mrs. Echeverria. And we look forward to seeing both of you in the near future.
The one thing I would like to ask you now, I'm calling upon the Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Labas, and my representative of the UN for a meeting this afternoon in which we will discuss this issue. And I would like to ask if it would be possible to send either Sunday or perhaps Monday morning, send Mr. Labas to Washington or to New York, wherever Mr. Rogers is, to talk to Secretary Rogers. And I think that it would be important for Secretary Rogers to hear from Mr. Labas if there's some information that our delegation has picked up of the UN, and as I said, it would be possible, I don't know whether Secretary Rogers is in Washington or New York, for him to spare a few minutes for Secretary Rogers on Monday morning. I think it would be very important.
I will arrange that. Secretary Rogers will be going up to New York to be there on Monday, the day before the vote, and I will personally say that we'll arrange a time that's mutually convenient for whoever you want to have to see him.
See, Joe Mingarides, the person I mentioned, Mr. President, Secretary Rogers, Bahía Nueva York,
what do you think?
Well, after talking to you just now,
I could say what I essentially what I told at the time in my was that clearly anybody who guessed that you had made a firm decision along the line is plain wrong, that you hadn't. And you were keeping, you had several of mine very strongly. There weren't the six and weren't the two that made it, who were also very strong.
First on third and sixth, as you guessed to those and also there were others under consideration. And the Attorney General tried to steer the mic when he said there were approximately 15 under consideration. That's a fact. Some of the names are
all along the line, we've been pretty factual here, and yet they got it twisted because they got to do something like this. It was such
a swimming
pool. And this destroyed them.
Well, they were, they all built up for killed. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, they, you lost and just killed somebody.
That's what they're trying to do. We've been doing it all hard for 3 or 4 months here. And they love it.
This really is a,
not kind of like,
that's murderous for them. It's their, it's their job. For basically because they're liberals to begin with, they're against us. And second, because it's always a job for us to knock down the big man as ever you can steward. And but the first thing is what urges the most, they thought, well, we're gonna knock the Virginians out. And also they're not waking up to the fact that these two guys are very conservative.
I know. That's scary. But they are scared. It did disturb us. That's why when we talked Wednesday, I thought I'm right with Ring with it. He's so reliable, he's so good at these things, and but we don't really know if he did. Of course, most of the positions he took, however, were as a lawyer representing the government. So when he says that I believe there are limits to free speech, whatever you might say or has said, he can really rule out that. If they go into these two, and both may, on the backgrounds of their point of view, when they have this qualification, professionally, legally, then they're going to be in a very bad light. Anybody who takes that position, they serve, you bet the right number of them. And I must say that I must keep Kennedy back at all, back in the bank saying, well, I have to, well, stay with you, tell me when you want me to leave. I think that if the AP and UP could be ensured that this thing was open until the very last minute, not usually. And I happen to, if they ask how did I know, I said, well, at one point, I could always say that it came a point where the president had to actually start preparing facts about two men. But he asked me to do that. That agrees, birthday, that kind of thing. And he did that work. So at the very end, I was aware of what his mood was. And I've also had talks indicating about the speech was entirely yours. He must have dictated some of that at night.
And it was, well, I don't like it. It's just, well, not to indicate, well, sorry to indicate that. I'm not sure a lot of it was dictating that. But I always do that.
Yeah.
We want to, however, feed the fuel of the
very
up stuff.
Yeah.
But I get it, but you just say, I'm just in the present room. Right. So I
I'm sure that
you could say the reason he did it normally, he does have remarks prepared for him. In this case, he had the biograph, you checked the biograph, I'm sure, but he did the whole speech himself because of the need for confidentiality.
Right.
This is why he did the whole speech himself. And it's actually didn't even show up in the hearing council.
That's true.
That's right.
That's right.
You might say that again.
And you spent the afternoon revising and editing. Right. And instead of you in the fiddle board, I think I noticed in the last hour, and sharpened it up. But you're aware that you were in rare form in the two. You probably would have told you, I'm sure, if you were with. You had this within you. You had every word. You had polished every, honed every sentence. You know, you knew that it was you completely. And you could have done it without the script.
No.
I mean, frankly, and the wonderful showmanship of the two men in line will dominate tomorrow. You know, coming up, who the hell are they? Everybody just waiting on me. I had a call from I don't know if it's so pleased you or not, but I had a call from my friend, you know, Spot Stewart, last night. They had a conference study yesterday. I said, well, how did they...
You got an inner conference?
Well, no, the point is conference study, right? So this is the first time I had to come together since the announcement.
Sure.
And I said, well, how did they react up there? He said, well, you borrowed, Mr. Wood. He said, the distance so low. He said, we were hoping that there would be people of this caliber. And he said, that President came through this again. That's
all right.
I think that...
Plus the lawyers, they will appreciate. They do have to appreciate. Excellent.
And they want to carry their share of the load. They do
have to load it there. They realize how spectacular cases are. Yeah. Once it made news. But there's a lot of treachery on the court. And here's a couple of like records of the hell of a workhorse.
Yeah. You know, 10 cases of railroad reorganizations and one for taxation. There's technical cases that you've seen with other opinions get that thick. It's work. Something that some pastors like quite often realize.
Yeah.